Good morning. It's April 23rd, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. Marvel Studios just dropped a bombshell on the superhero world with the release of the full trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine, slated for a July 26, 2024 release. This explosive preview has fans buzzing with excitement, showcasing a thrilling multiversal mission that pairs Ryan Reynolds' wisecracking Deadpool with Hugh Jackman's iconic Wolverine. The trailer is a roller coaster of extravagant fight scenes, hilarious fourth wall-breaking moments, and a first look at a comic-accurate Wolverine suit that has long been awaited by fans. Adding to the intrigue, Emma Corrin makes a menacing debut as the mind-controlling villain Cassandra Nova. The dynamic duo's mission will take them through various universes, interacting with the Time Variance Authority, and bringing back beloved characters such as Blind Al, Negasonic Teenage Warhead, and Colossus, alongside fresh faces like TVA Agent Paradox. Amidst speculation, Ryan Reynolds humorously noted that the choice of the trailer's song was purely coincidental, adding a layer of his trademark humor to the film's promotion. Remarkably, the production of Deadpool and Wolverine faced minimal disruptions, a rarity in today's film industry, positioning it as the only Marvel feature film to grace screens in 2024. This chapter in the Marvel saga promises to be a complex, action-packed storyline that leverages the rich tapestry of timelines and universes within the Marvel multiverse, setting the stage for an unforgettable adventure. The release of the Fallout TV series on Amazon Prime has not just captivated viewers, but also reignited a fervent interest in its video game origins. This phenomenon has led to a remarkable surge in traffic on Nexus Mods, a premier platform for game modifications, particularly for Fallout 4 and Fallout New Vegas. Fans are flocking to the site in search of mods to enhance their gaming experience, with Fallout 4 mods alone hitting nearly 7.5 million daily downloads. This influx has stretched the site's capabilities, causing notable performance issues despite the deployment of additional resources to manage the heavy traffic. The staff is in a continuous effort to restore normal functionality amidst this unexpected spike in demand. The Fallout modding community has been instrumental in keeping the games alive and engaging, especially as anticipation builds for the upcoming Fallout 5. The TV series itself, having been renewed for a second season, promises to keep the momentum going, likely influencing further interest in the game series. In sync with the show's success, Fallout 4 is set to receive a next-gen update that includes 60 frames per second support and new content, adding to the excitement. For tabletop gaming enthusiasts, the interest doesn't stop at digital mods. Humble's Fallout RPG and 3D miniatures bundle offers a unique opportunity to dive into the Fallout Wasteland Warfare tabletop game. The deal, available until May 11th, features pricing tiers from $1 to $18, with Amazon also offering discounts on official Fallout Wasteland Warfare minis. Additionally, Humble's book bundles for the Pathfinder, Battletech, and Dune franchises present ample opportunities for fans to expand their tabletop gaming collections, further showcasing the expansive influence of the Fallout series across various gaming platforms. In a surprising turn of events, the original team behind The Blair Witch Project is standing up for what they believe is fair compensation and creative recognition in light of a planned reboot. This iconic film, which transformed the landscape of horror cinema, is once again at the forefront. But this time, the battle isn't on screen. It's behind the scenes. The heart of this issue lies in the original cast and filmmakers' claim of receiving a fraction of what they deserved, given the film's massive success, grossing nearly $250 million worldwide. Spearheaded by Joshua Leonard, an open letter has been released, bringing to light their minimal compensation and their strong, enduring association with the franchise that has lasted decades. This move comes after the reboot announcement by Lionsgate and Blumhouse, which was news to the original creators, highlighting a lack of communication and respect for their contributions. Their demands are clear. They seek not only retroactive payments and future residuals, but also a voice in the creative process of future projects related to The Blair Witch Project. Additionally, they propose a unique request, a $60,000 annual fund from Lionsgate dedicated to supporting aspiring filmmakers, further cementing their commitment to the broader creative community. As of now, Lionsgate has remained silent on the matter, leaving the industry and fans alike waiting to see how this will unfold. The original team's push for recognition, fair compensation, and a role in shaping the future of the franchise they helped build is a significant moment in the ongoing conversation about the rights and treatment of creators in the entertainment industry. In a stunning display of digital dominance, Taylor Swift's 11th studio album, The Tortured Poets Department, shattered streaming records, marking a historic moment in music streaming platforms. Swift's latest masterpiece didn't just drop, it exploded onto the scene, setting the digital world ablaze with record-breaking numbers across Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Music. Within a mere 12 hours of its release, the album amassed an astonishing 300 million streams on Spotify, securing its place as the most streamed album in a single day on the platform. This achievement was echoed on Amazon Music and Apple Music, where it also broke records, with Amazon Music naming it the most streamed album worldwide in its first week. The opening track, Fortnite, feat. Post Malone, further solidified Swift's streaming supremacy by becoming the most streamed song in a single day on Spotify. Swift's unparalleled success in 2023 has crowned her Spotify's most streamed artist, with over 26.1 billion streams globally. This record-setting album follows Swift's surprise announcement in February and her Grammy win for Best Pop Vocal Album for Midnights. In her exploration of themes such as fatalism, longing, and the pressures faced by women in the entertainment industry, Swift delves deep into the emotional and societal complexities of our time. Tracks like Clara Bow address industry pressures, while Florida, featuring Florence plus The Machine, draws inspiration from true crime stories, reflecting a desire to escape and reinvent oneself. Swift's commitment to thematic depth is further showcased in the album's double album expansion, featuring 15 extra songs and recommended readings that offer fans a deeper understanding of the album's intricate themes. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has just rolled out the red carpet for its latest inductees, a lineup that reads like a who's who of the music world. This year, the hall will welcome Mary J. Blige, Cher, Foreigner, A Tribe Called Quest, Kool and the Gang, and Ozzy Osbourne, marking a celebration of diversity and influence in the music industry. Scheduled for October 19th in Cleveland, Ohio, the induction ceremony promises to be a historic event, with live coverage on Disney Plus and a subsequent broadcast on ABC. This year's ceremony not only honors these legendary acts, but also recognizes the contributions of Alexis Korner, John Mayall, and Big Mama Thornton with the Influence Musical Award, and Jimmy Buffett, MC5, Dionne Warwick, and Norman Whitfield with the Musical Excellence Award. The inclusion of fan votes in the selection process underscores the impact of artists like Foreigner and Ozzy Osbourne on the rock genre. Notably, Cher's induction comes after she previously expressed disinterest in the Hall of Fame, highlighting the evolving relationship between artists and this institution. The criteria for induction require artists to have released their first commercial recording at least 25 years prior, ensuring a legacy of enduring influence. This year's selection also aims to boost the representation of women in the hall, addressing long-standing criticisms. In addition to celebrating this year's inductees, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum is embarking on a $135 million expansion, slated for completion by early 2026. This ambitious project aims to broaden the hall's canon of artists and address previous criticism of sexism and lack of diversity, signaling a new chapter for the institution and its commitment to inclusivity in the music industry. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.